My friends, as it's been noted, today we begin Holy Week. Holy Week for Christians all around the world. Today we hear portions of Matthew's gospel about the passion and the death of Jesus Christ. This is all part of the greatest story ever told. It's the story of the redemption of the world, the redemption of you and me. God's redeeming work in Jesus Christ. We start by remembering the cheering crowds, and then we recall what happens when the cheering stops. Jesus dramatically enters Jerusalem at a time when there was no CNN, no Fox News, no embedded reporters, no printing presses. If you wanted to communicate with lots of people all at the same time, you had to rely on something that we still rely on today. Actions speak louder than words. It's a demonstration. Jesus adopts some very dramatic actions that were meant to recall the words of the ancient prophets to the people, like riding into Jerusalem on a colt or a donkey, rather than riding in on a strong war horse. Jesus rides into the city as one who shows a desire for peace among the nations, peace among one another, peace within oneself. Now, we can see plenty of demonstrations on television these days. Into our living rooms come pictures of giant, surging crowds, faces showing anger and rage, faces of grief, anguish, or faces showing joy and hope, depending on what the demonstration is all about. No doubt the faces in the crowd on that very first Palm Sunday are no less intense or conflicted as the faces we might see today. What faces do you imagine seeing on that first Palm Sunday? What's the agenda on the hearts of these people? The word Hosanna literally means save us now. Save us now. The people are begging, save us now. The arriving Savior quickly disappoints the expectations of the crowd and thus becomes Friday's victim. The cries of Hosanna, Hosanna, save us now, soon changes to shouts of crucify him. Crucify him, crucify him, crucify him. What happens when the cheering stops? The gospel story is all too familiar and haunting. It's haunting still today. Whether we really want to admit it or not, people are still being crucified every single day. All we have to do is watch or listen to the news. Everywhere there are stories of oppression, war, death, stories of betrayal, pain, discrimination and bullying, hatred and violence, stories of senseless gun violence, stories of fear and terror, stories of horror. We don't like to hear what happens when the cheering stops. Now, next Sunday is the good news story. But today is the passion story. And I always believe we have to face it. We have to address it. We can't skip over it. We need to come to terms with it. In the passion narrative, as throughout all of the Gospels, Jesus is all of the poor. Jesus is all of the oppressed people of this world. Jesus becomes those parts of our very own selves that are oppressed, that suffer pain and loss and grief. In the Passion story, Jesus asks us to stand in solidarity with him, to protest the systems that produce and condone oppression and suffering. Jesus asks us to not sit in silence and inaction. Jesus asks us not to allow institutionalized violence to wreak havoc in this world. That's all. Is that too much to ask of us? What happens when the cheering stops? Will we stand with all the crucified people around this globe? Will we stand with the starving and the dying of this world? Will we stand with the impoverished women and children? Will we stand with any and all whose human rights are denied? Will we stand with our trans friends and families and all the LGBTQIA folk who are under threat? Will we stand with the war-torn Ukrainians? Will we stand with the homeless and the hungry on our very own streets? Will we stand with all those who are grieving from senseless shootings? Will we stand with Mother Earth and all the creatures and plants that are threatened? Will we stand with all who have lost hope? And the list goes on. As we walk into Holy Week, as we walk into the days ahead of us, we each need to ask, where would we be? Were we there? Where are we standing? Are we awake or asleep? Are we with and for Jesus or not? What is our answer when the cheering stops and the weeping begins? So be it.